from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. We are going to talk to Charles Robinson coming up at 1 o'clock. He spent some time out at Browns camp from Yahoo Sports, so we'll get the lowdown from him coming up in about a half hour. We did just talk to Daryl Ryder and Jason Trusnik right before that, too, so I've had some pretty good interviews. If you missed either one of them, you can always go to the Odyssey app and check that out, and you can listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast if you want to hear what we had to say or what those guys had to say. Coming out of it, your thoughts on what Daryl had to say about Deshaun Watson, because I do think there's a bigger picture question about the whole quarterback room there, and I'm not in a big hurry to get rid of anybody who's there right now. And this thing's going to come down to Tuesday. They're going to have to make a decision, but, I mean, if you're not 100% on Deshaun, you've got to figure out a way to try to maybe hang on to everybody who's out there right now. I don't know how you do it. I don't think you're caring for quarterbacks, but I don't know how you can afford to let anybody go at this point if you have question marks about your starting quarterback.
If they're truly engaged in any kind of trade talk about Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I think that means, if it's true, that they've made a decision that they can live without him. So that probably doesn't bode well for his future here, if those talks were actually happening.
If that's why he was out on the field. Yeah, and why wouldn't you play him? I just still feel like the Browns aren't done with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Like, I still think
I think you're right.
I think there's a just goodwill, good feeling, good, you know, thoughts on the future. And also, I mean,
seems like there's something there you can really develop, Andy.
I think everybody believes he's an interesting
young quarterback. I would hate to see them trade him. I think he could be interesting.
But part of that is patience, right?
And you have two guys ahead of him.
And if Deshaun,
and two guys who aren't old guys.
Right. So if Deshaun also comes back to the expectations I think we're all going to want to, then he does completely become expendable. Then you could go down a different road. But if you have any hesitation and you think the DTR could be in your future, then you're not going to trade him. And then you ask yourself, well, what's the investment there? Is it DTR or is it, you know, Tyler Huntley, who we're glad to have in here, but the guy's got experience. And if you ask me, let's just say it's week one against Dallas. Deshaun can't go. Jameis unfortunately gets hurt maybe in the first quarter. Who would you want to be your next guy to step in? Dorian Thompson-Robinson or Tyler Huntley? Game one of the season. I'm leaning towards Huntley. I know we all like DTR and we think DTR is going to be great down the road, but like people are saying, you know, how long is the window on this thing?
Well, the thing I wonder,
and every game is important,
do they view Jameis Winston as more than like a 1-year guy?
I think they could. Why wouldn't they?
They could, but right
how
now.
How would you, what do you view him as?
I don't know. I would, if I'm Jameis Winston, I view Cleveland as a 1-year unless I don't get the opportunity to go be a starter somewhere else.
I agree. I also, one of the other things we brought up with Daryl too is, you know, the situation on the line. And, you know, I heard Mary Kay talking to the guys in the morning show about Jack Conklin maybe moving over to left tackle, which would be fine if he is able to play. It's just really hard to look at that depth chart and see, you know, Jack Conklin's name in red and Jed Wills' name in red too, trying to figure out, you know, if one of those guys is going to come off the physically unable to perform list. And, you know, I just have real reservations. And it's weird because it's only, like, if somebody said to you, okay, Betonio, Posick, Teller, they got your back, man. They're there. And if you didn't worry about the tackle spots, you'd be like, all right, they'll figure this thing out. They'll figure it out. But it's the same as looking at the depth chart for wide receivers and taking Amari Cooper out of that and now suddenly saying, okay, well, Elijah Moore, are you going to be everything we want you to be? Jerry Jeudy, are you going to be everything we want you to be? Because they significantly – it feels deficient when you take Amari Cooper's name out of there. And I think when you take both Jack Conklin and Jed Wills' names out of there, it feels deficient on the offensive line. I know we have high hopes for DeJuan Jones, and I think – once DeJuan Jones gets a spot where they say, you are the starter, we don't think he's walking away from that anytime soon, but we're not there yet. And I think once they say it and they believe it and they live it, then I'll feel a little bit more confident in at least four out of the five spots. What happens with Jed Wills is still just a major mystery on that offensive line.
It sounds like that's the case.
Yeah.
You know, between Jed and Jack Conklin, maybe even DeJuan, since he's coming back from injury. You know, I think we're just going to have to wait and see, Andy. If two of those three guys are on the field against Dallas, I think it'll be a nice accomplishment. That means two of – because I consider DeJuan a starter now. To me, you have three starters at tackle. You just have to figure out which two you're going to play. And if all three are healthy, then I think you've got a really tough decision as to which two you're going to play. Hmm. But is it fair to consider DeJuan a starting tackle after he started so much last year and played well?
Not if Jack Conklin's healthy or Jed Wills is healthy. But if one of those two isn't, then yes, I think you're right. He's a starter. There's people that'll argue James Hudson too, right?
Not very strongly.
Not as much as you would Jones, but there are other people that say, well, Hudson's got the experience and he can go, you know,
James
he can start.
And James can do the job. Might not, you know, again, we have a pretty high bar here for offensive line play. And we've saw Joe Thomas, Hall of Famer. We've seen Joel Bitonio, future Hall of Famer. We've seen Wyatt Teller come in, Pro Bowler. You know, we've got pretty good offensive line standards here.
All right, we're coming back to Browns here. We're going to talk a little bit more about this coming up at 1 o'clock with Charles Robinson. I do want to switch gears and talk about the Guardians for a moment, especially with the 1 o'clock start. For the guards, you know, I was watching Joey Cantillo again last night, and I'm like, man, look at the teams that this kid has had to start against. And, you know, New York, Minnesota, Baltimore, Philly. And he got the win in that game against Philly early on. Against Minnesota, he went 5 2/3 yesterday. He goes 4, but man, he got in. I mean, he's going up against a very, very tough lineup. Almost all of them have felt like tough lineups, but yesterday especially. Then they went down so quick. You know, you're down 4-0, and you're trying to figure out if you can get your offense moving, which only got one run yesterday again. Still, the Guardians go back out there again today, and you go win the series. Like, 8-1 doesn't matter if they can go out to win today. And it was a great win in the first game of the series, which we didn't have a chance to talk about because I was off yesterday. And the way they battled and the way that they were able to, you know, persevere and go into extra innings and then explode in extra innings. Those are the kind of things that excite you towards the rest of the season. And I also think those are the unexpected things that we've watched and witnessed this team do all year long. One more game against New York, and then they come back home. And you know, things don't get any easier for this team, but I do think it was a big shot in the arm to win game one of this series.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The concern here to me is the bottom of the batting order hasn't hit all year. Lately, the top of the batting order has been a little bit of an issue. And I'm sure it's just isolated. But yesterday, the top five spots in the order went 1-for-19. On Tuesday, they went 4-for-27. On Sunday, they went 2-for-19. And on Saturday, the top five spots in the order went 2-for-17. So in the last four games, the top five guys in your batting order, and they've changed a little bit, but especially at the five spot, but the top five spots in the last four games are 9-for-82, and that's a batting average of 110. And this team has been in big need of the top of the order hitting well, because the bottom of the order just hasn't. So there's your offensive trouble right there. Last four games, they've scored one run twice and no runs. So you're not going to win games. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to just correct something I said. Cantillo, his first start, the team got the win. He didn't. He's 0-3 on the season. Texas will be here, and then Kansas. Like, I'm still looking ahead. I mean, I hope they get the win today. It just changes the whole attitude coming into this homestand. If you can take two out of three from the Yankees, you know, one of the other really good teams in the American League, if not the best team in the American League, especially when you look at the top of their lineup, they destroyed the Guardians yesterday. To watch them and to see, you know, the way the Yankees were able, what they end up with yesterday, the top of the lineup for the Yankees yesterday, well, the middle, you know, Soto and Judge yesterday, like 8 RBI, they had all 8 yesterday.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I think that'll win you a lot of games.
Judge is a really interesting player, and he's such a big guy. And he's had a couple of seasons where his numbers are just incredibly Hall of Fame numbers. He just hasn't had the overall incredible numbers year after year after year. He's been good year after year, but you know, he's missed some games and back and forth. But man, he's had 3 or 4 years where it's just put him in Cooperstown now. And he's going to Cooperstown one day. But he's really on fire this year. Leading the league and everything.
Yeah, I as much as I don't like the Yankees and I would never root for the Yankees, I think Aaron Judge is a likable player. Am I wrong?
Seems to be.
I think he is too. Dan, what do you think? Is he a likable player? I think Aaron Judge is a very likable player. It's not that I want to root for the Yankees, but I don't root against Aaron Judge.
He's absolutely likable.
And he's fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like a decent guy. We just all despise where he gets his paycheck from.
That's fair. The story about the Little League coach the other day, and I know you guys talked about this for a second yesterday. Yeah, no, you didn't. Maybe you did. The South Shore Little League manager that ripped him because he didn't spend part of his time with his team the other day when they didn't. Were they off on Monday? And the coach was like, "How about turning around and waving to New York and the kids that think you're a hero? They're the ones that pay your salary." And I'm like, wow, man.
Well, he was in the on-deck circle, right?
Yeah, all these Little League kids that were out there. And then, you know, he didn't have any response to it before. And then I love that Aaron Boone totally had his back on the whole thing. He just shut down the whole thing. He said, "I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. Aaron Judge is as good as it gets." And then I thought the Yankees were actually pretty classy about what they said when they came back. "We wish Staten Island success in winning the championship," that they told the Post on Tuesday. "Win or lose, we intend to invite them to Yankee Stadium. However, it would have been much better if Staten Island's coach called us to understand the facts before bitterly reacting in such a public fashion. Reaching out to us would have been the prudent way to act and would have set a fine example for his young players. Aaron Judge always acts with kindness and respect. The coach should learn a lot from him. I was like, damn, man, the Yankees unloaded on this Little League coach, and I think they were right.
My guess is the New York Yankees and Aaron Judge truly couldn't care less about what a Little League coach thinks.
No, but you know what I do think? I think the Yankees did a great job of having Aaron Judge's back.
Absolutely.
And you know, sure. It's not a lot of times that you see stories like that. And I actually, as much as I don't like the Yankees in general, as we all say, you know, they were at the Little League World Series. I'm watching some of that video from where
they just wanted to stop the narrative.
Yeah. Good for them. Good for the Yankees. Yep. All right, we'll come back. We'll give you the starting lineup for what's going on with the Guardians today in this final game against the Yankees. And your thoughts on the final game of this series. I do think it's important, man. Win the series in New York, and you just set the tone for this homestand coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.